today is the 14th day of Iyar. On some calendars, it says it's Pesach Sheni today. So we'll have to discuss the Minchas Chinuch, whether it is Pesach Sheni today. But I think everyone agrees it's the 14th day of Iyar. We can't dispute that part. I mean, unless you want to dispute our calendar. But whether it's Pesach Sheni or not, we'll have to discuss. So to discuss that, we have to need some background information. And also, that would affect, as well as saying Tachanun today or not saying Tachanun today. So the Gemara tells us in Pesachim, the machlokas between Rebbe and Rav Nassan on what is the nature of Pesach Sheni. Who is obligated in bringing Pesach Sheni? What's the idea of, so what is Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni is, we know on Yud Daled Nisan, that was a month ago on the Jewish calendar, on the 14th day of Nisan, in theory, we brought the Karban Pesach. We didn't, but there's the Karban Pesach. And for those who weren't able to bring a Karban Pesach, they were Tameh, they weren't pure enough to eat from the Karban Pesach, they were Derech Rechoka, they were too far away, whatever the exemptions are, they could not bring a Karban on Pesach Rishon. So the Torah talks about a din of Pesach Sheni. For those who miss Pesach Rishon, you can make Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara discusses what is the status of Pesach Sheni. In other words, a machlok is Rebbe and Rav Nassan, whether it's regel b'fnei atzmo, is Pesach Sheni its own independent regel, or is it tashlumin l'rishon, or it's only like we have a concept by davening, by tefillah, the Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak of Brachas talks about the concept of tashlumin. If you missed Shacharis, you can make it up a Mincha. You miss Mincha, you can make it up a Mayra, and Shacharis. So we assume you only can make up the next Tefillah, not a month later, but I guess that's the next Karban for Pesach. So the luck is we assume even different days, we assume you can do Tashlum in the next day. Of course, the luck is if you do it B'mezid, if you miss Davening on Purim, you know, I don't feel like Davening Shacharis is too long, I'm going to Daven Mincha twice, that's not going to work. You have to be at least bishogeg. We'll get into onus on that, but if you're bishogeg, if it's unintentional, is a concept of tashlumin. So if you missed the Pesach Rishon, so then there's a concept of tashlumin l'sheni. So that's a dispute, whether it's, but even according to regel b'fnei atzmo, no one would say if you brought a karban on Pesach Rishon, if it's regel b'fnei atzmo, you bring another one. That's not on the table. In other words, the question is, if one missed a karban on Pesach Rishon, why would you have to bring one on Pesach? Everyone agrees if you missed one on Pesach Rishon, you bring it on Pesach Sheni. Why? Either because it's regel b'fnei atzmo, or it's because it's tashlumin. But if you brought one on Pesach Rishon, no one would say yichayev in Pesach Sheni. Yeah.
So who's regel b'fnei atzmo
means? No, literally it means that Rego, it's an independent holiday, meaning it's not just a...
For
someone who has to bring a Karban Pesach, it's not just a Tashlumin, it's an independent thing. You know, we'll see.
It's independent. Yeah,
so the Gemara wants to know, my nafkamina. Usually we have to go to the Achronim, the Rishonim for the Lamdis. The Gemara gives it to us. My nafkamina, what's the difference? Whether I say it's Rego b'fnei atzmo, it's an independent Rego, or it's Tashlumin, I have to bring a Pesach Sheni. I don't care why. So the Gemara says nafkamina is a ger sheniskayer, someone who converts between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. In other words, during Pesach they weren't Jewish yet, but they became Jewish before today, before Pesach Sheni. Would they be obligated to bring a karban on Pesach Sheni, or a katan sheniskadiel, someone who becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? If you came bar mitzvah, that's a separate discussion of my sphere as a omer, but this is Pesach Sheni. If someone became a gadol in between, a birthday is in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and let's assume they did not bring karban, they weren't included in Pesach Rishon, so then they'd be chayiv in Pesach. That's a discussion. We'll see if a person, maybe they could be included. I'm assuming Katan was not included in Pesach Rishon. Would he be obligated in Pesach Sheni? So the Gemara says that's the nafkamina. If you assume the opinion regel b'fnei atzmo, So then, yes, the ger would have to bring a karban on Pesach Sheni, and the katan would have to, the one who became bar mitzvah and the one who became Jewish. But if you hold it's tashrum and l'rishon, it's only making up for what you missed. I only have to make up for what I missed. But if I wasn't obligated, the katan wasn't obligated, you don't become obligated biblically until 13. You don't become obligated until you become Jewish, so I don't have to make up anything. So that's what the Gemara says, the nafkamina is, if you hold regal b'fnei atzmo, a katan and a ger would have to bring a karban on Pesach Sheini. If you hold it's tashrumin, because tashrumin only means that if I was obligated in the first place, if I wasn't obligated to doing something, there's no concept to make up. And the Netziv adds a third sheet. The Gemara only brings down two opinions, but in the Netziv quotes of Sifri, he wants to make a distinction. See, within the opinion of Regel b'fnei atzmo, so that's okay. He doesn't touch that opinion. But within the opinion of Tashrumin L'Rishon, he wants to make a distinction between a ger and a katan. He wants to quote as Sifri. He says, when it comes to a ger, someone who's converting, so then if it's Regel b'fnei atzmo, you know, So he wants to make a distinction between a ger and a katan. That he's saying that what's the distinction? He wants to say a ger would not have to, but a katan would. In other words, a ger is totally not obligated. He's not Jewish. He's not even bechal the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So why in the world would he have to bring? There's no tashrumin when it comes to. But a katan, he did it here right. The katan, even though he's technically exempt, he has a mitzvah tzchinach, whether it's on him, he is involved. He's included in Klal Yisrael. He's included in the mitzvah. So there could be in the raya being is as the Rambam writes that if a katan brought a Pesach, if he was included in Pesach Rishon, he would not have to bring a Pesach Sheni, because we see a mice. In other words, it's like the ma'isa of a katan is considered a katan according to this. The reason why a katan, he might be pitur from onshin, he's exempt from punishment, but technically speaking, the act of a katan can count in certain areas, but for technical reasons, they're exempt or it won't count. But if he does it, so that's why the case comes up all the time, if you're in elementary school, if you're in camp, where they do is usually one day they need an activity, they make tzitzis. So they usually go around and they come and they teach you how to make tzitzis, so that's fine. Everyone agrees a katan could wear his own tzitzis. Like if he makes his tzitzis, he could wear them. The shaila is, what happens when he becomes bar mitzvah? Does he have to take them off and redo them or not? So that's a discussion. So the tziv says, no, he doesn't have to, because the mice of a katan counts. It's just that there's some technical reasons why he's exempt. So that's what he says here, that so a katan shehigdel, he says, it only applies if you're a katan, we could talk about tashrumin. But if you're a ger, of course there's no tash. So do we have three shittas? Two shittas in the Gemara. One is Rebbe and Rav Nosson, whether it's rego b'fnei atzmo or not, and whether it's tashrumin. And then within the tashrumin camp, do you say both for a ger, and do you equate the ger and the katan together? Or no, that maybe a ger is exempt, but a katan is somewhat more involved, and therefore he would have to bring it. So that's a discussion in the Gemara. So and that's only. But Rav Elchanan Wasserman writes, if you're an honest, let's say you didn't bring it. According to Rav Elchanan, you based on the Gemara and Pesachim, if let's say someone was honest, something happened under duress, out of his control, and he didn't bring a carbon on Pesach Rishon, not because of Derech Rechoka, because he was too far. So the Rav Elchanan says, everyone agrees, if you're onus on Pesach Rishon, Yechayev and Pesach Sheni. He wants to say the same thing by davening, even though it's a machokas among the Achronim, but let's say someone is onus when it comes to he missed Shacharis. Everyone agrees if you're Shogeg, you have to make it up. What happens if you're onus? Why is onus? Because maybe if you're onus, maybe not even Bechal davening then. So therefore, if you weren't even obligated at all, in other words, that's what Rav Yosef Engel clears in general. When we have a principle, Ones Rachmana Patre, the Torah exempts you if you're under duress. Well, how far does that go? Does that mean really you have to do it, but there's an exemption from any punishment? Well, no. You're not even Bechal the mitzvah anymore. So if you learn the latter, if I'm not Bechal the mitzvah, then I'll argue there's no tashrumin, because, and that's a discussion by an onain. When an onain is exempt from the mitzvah, in fact, he's usher to do, does he have to make up davening when he gets back? So we assume not. But I'm saying, but in terms of like, if you're an onan for Shacharis and Minchi, you don't have to daven two Shmon Esrays because if you're onan, you're not even Bechlau. But onan could be onan is a special din. It could be more than an onan. But either way, that's the shittas by Pesach. So we have this two shittas in the Gemara: Rebbe, Reb Nasan. What's the difference if it's regel b'fnei atzma or tashlumen? A gersh and a sky, someone who converts during Pesach region and Shani and a katan. And then the Siv says, no, the katan would be chayah because it's a chiyuk between a katan is chayah, but mitzvah is a technical exemption. But a ger would not have to bring a Pesach Shani. So there's an interesting minchas chinuch. Minchas chinuch, see, he wrote the minchas chinuch at different times. In fact, they say about the minchas chinuch how, we take everything for granted, but certainly a piece of paper. They say the old Minchas Chinuch is very hard to read. I mean, the new ones, you still have to know something also, but what I mean hard to read is just reading the letters. I don't mean forget about understanding what he's saying. But, and because it was very short on paper, so he filled in every ounce, every little drop of the paper. They didn't, you know, we put three words on a line and we throw out the paper. But back in the day, paper was very precious. And so they say the Minchas Chinuch writes, I'm sitting here between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and somebody asked me the following question, or I thought of the following question. Let's say Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Let's say the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt last week, and today's Pesach Sheni. Would I be obligated in bringing a carbon on Pesach Sheni? In other words, let's say the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt in between Pesach Rishon and that's what the Minchas Chinuch clears. So he wrote it at different times because he discusses this question in different places. So one time he quotes, it's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi. It's a machlokas tanam in the Yerushalmi, whether someone is, if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, am I obligated to bring a carbon of? So he quotes a machlokas tanam. That's the first step. And in another place, the Minchas Chinuch writes, I'm sitting here, but I don't know if he writes, I'm sitting here, but he asks the same question. He says, it's pasha to me that no, you would not bring a carbon on Pesach Sheni, based on a Gemara, and he quotes the Gemara in Sachem. Why is it pasha to him? Because the Gemara says, and that's what I said, according to the Minchas Chinuch, today is not Pesach Sheni. It is Yudalit Iyar, but there is no concept of Pesach Sheni today. Why, what does it mean? Because he says, based on the Gemara in Sachem, it's only when Rov Klai Yisrael bring the carbon Pesach Rishon B'Tahara, then one is chayav in Pesach Sheni. If you don't have the majority of the Jewish people bringing the carbon on Pesach Rishon, there's no concept of Pesach. It doesn't exist. It's not a calendaric day. Like, let's check the calendar. Okay, 14th of Iyar, let's write Pesach Sheni on it. According to the Minchas Chinuch, it's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi, according to the Minchas Chinuch, but according to the Bavli, it's Pashit, there is no Pesach Sheni today. So obviously, according to the Minchas Chinuch, there's nothing to talk about. Of course, there's Tachanun today, and there would be Sitkas Tzedek last night, so I looked in the Ezra's Torah about what to do. So it says, for those who don't say Tachanun today, they shouldn't say Sitkas. That's what I told Mike last night. I'm not saying you shouldn't say, I'm saying, but since we're not going to do Tachanun today. So that's what the Minchas, so the Mechava writes not to say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni, and the Rama says it should. The Mechaber goes on to say, because maybe it's a Zechel or Mikdash, we want to remember. And Breuers has an interesting Shita. At least they make sense, at least. They have a lot of Minhagi Svarts. They say, you know when you wouldn't, even if you could argue not to say Tachadah, and they say, don't do it for Mincha today, because when was the Karban Pesach? After Chatzos. So for Mincha, we could debate whether you say, I think the Minhag in Breuers is not to say it at Mincha. So you have Minhag Ashkenaz is to say it. Minhag Sfar is not to say it at all, and the Breuers has an interesting minhag of saying it at Mincha, not saying it at Mincha, but saying it at Shacharis.
The chiluk between Katan and